Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Listen to Turning Point as you wake up every day. After listening, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless the people connected to you. Now open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent along our way today and be saying, amen, I receive it. As a child of God, you have right to what God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. I pray over everyone's life. You will not be denied your right. Salvation, deliverance, good health, long life, prosperity and power. These are some of your rights. There are many of them. You will not be denied of any in the name of Jesus. Anointing for lost and found is so strong on this commission. Somebody listening to me now, you lost or you misplaced something very important to you. A document, an item. Oh yes, who? Who is this? Your wedding ring, your passport, your money, your ID card. I don't know exactly what it is. Oh, somebody that you gave something to forgot to return it. Something was stolen from you or you misplaced a thing. Can you do this? Mention that thing. Just mention it as I begin to pray. In Jesus' name, you will find it. Oh, it shall be recovered. Whoever is holding what belongs to you, we bring it back to you. Your mind will suddenly remember. Lay your right hand on your heart. Your mind will suddenly remember. You will stumble on it where you kept it. Anyhow, anyway, you shall recover what you have lost. If the axe head can come back to be taken, in few hours or days time, you will find that thing. You will take it back. Somebody say, I'll take it back. Say it again, I take it back. Including your lost opportunities and space, you will take it back. Today is the 30th day. By tomorrow night, 12 midnight, we shall cross over to a new month. I prophesy, you will cross over with no carryover. No carryover of ache and pain. I prophesy a parting gift from God Almighty for you into the new month. I see letters being distributed, employment letter, promotion letter, commendation letter, approval letter, reinstatement letter, invitation letter, engagement letter. I see you or your children included in that group. You will receive a letter of joy. Say, amen, I receive it. March 30, born people, your birthday prayers. Open your hands. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will age gracefully. Oh, somebody will remember you and send good gifts to your life to bless your birthday in Jesus' name. Listeners, this is day 14 of teaching and sharing as listeners sent in their questions and situations. From tomorrow, according to our practice, we shall start a 2-week of testimony sharing. Send or resend your testimonies. Some TPGF members have been asking me for a return of personal intensive prayers and healing prayers. Well, as God gives us inspiration, we'll begin to do. Let's listen, learn, and apply today. First issue for teaching today. My question, what are the food to eat during white fasting? Wow. If by white fasting, you mean abstaining from any kind of food, white fasting, then break with water. Take little water, small quantity to start with, and start with light food like fruits, etc. Give it time to digest properly, and then gradually resume your normal eating pattern. Let me digress or add this. Breaking long fast, like 3 days, 7 days, or more days. Please, don't fast without food or water, or don't fast without water for more than 7 days. In fact, without water should not be more than 3 days. Your internal organs, like your heart, your kidney, your liver, your intestine, etc., they need water to function. Many people, out of ignorance, have fasted themselves to untimely death with no water. You still can live without food for more than 7 days, but not without water. Read your Bible. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord, Matthew chapter 4 verse 2 says, and when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. Hungry, not thirsty. Make the conclusion. Breaking a long fast properly is crucial to avoid digestive discomfort and health issues. Your digestive system is very sensitive. So, first drink warm water when you are coming out of a long fast, or herbal tea to wake up your digestive system. Then begin with light, easily digestible food in small portions. No heavy meal to start with. Eat vegetable soup, banana, watermelon, etc. Remember, don't rush to eat everything. Avoid fried, spicy, and processed food for 1 or 2 days until your system is fully back. Long fasting should not be back-to-back. Give yourself some breaks. And I have always said, fasting is not divine punishment. It is spiritual enhancement. And so, please, as we age, 60 years and above, reduce your fast drastically. You can fast till 12 noon or 2 p.m., not necessarily till night. And as you advance in age, those in medication should comply with their doctor's prescription till they are fully back in health. Then they can resume their normal fasting. Next, good morning, Daddy, and the whole TPGF. Please enlighten me. I have a set of twins whose birthday is next week. I want to pay Thanksgiving offering seed according to their age. Do I pay the amount for their age or double? I mean, times two. Please enlighten me, sir. Wow. The twins are individual person. If you can, the correct thing is to do so for them individually. I'm sure that though they are twins, they bear different names. They have different characters, and their destinies are not the same. God that gave you double will also help you to see them through. If it will not stress you, do it times two. When it comes to giving and sowing seed, you will hear me say, if it won't stress you, if you won't complain, if your faith says yes. Giving is voluntary, based on one's faith and one's pocket level. Someone sent a message, or is it that somebody said to me, Pastor, you talk too much about giving. Reduce it. You talk about tithing and sweet sowing every day. Oh, no, 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 no. Please, disregard that aspect of my sharing if it does not go down well with you. But whoever teaches us about relating with God that does not include sacrifice, tithing, giving, and seed sowing did not teach us the whole or the balanced truth. The whole essence of Christianity is sacrifice. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sacrificed his only begotten son. Jesus also so loved his sheep that he sacrificed his life for them. The whole essence of living is giving. However, no one should be forced, coerced, or made compulsory to make sacrifice. It should be by understanding and free will, for God loves a cheerful giver. On this platform, I did not mention tithing, sacrificial seed sowing, or giving deliberately in the first 26 to 27 years of Turning Point, right from the radio days. Turning Point is now over 35 years. Until God rebuked me for denying his children the truth that delivered me from poverty. I came from the old block, SU, as you know it. I came from the SU background that shied away from such teachings. We teach salvation, sanctification, holiness, purity, the soon coming of Jesus, soul winning, which are all very biblical truth, and we should be teaching them up to today. But we left out completely subjects about tithing, giving, sacrifice, and seed sowing. We were not taught saving, personal self-development, industry, investment, aspiring to governance, etc. We all see where that omission has led the church today. People become what they are taught and what they are led to do. Turning Point will never coerce or force anyone to pay tithe, to make sacrifice, to sow seed or give. But we will teach it and encourage it. Individuals shall too, as he or her faith shall carry, and as they have understanding to do. So let no one feel offended. My emphasis on mentioning it is deliberate. Receive all the other aspect of the instruction. Leave this tithing and seed sowing thing till you are convinced of them or till you are comfortable. It is the truth. Giving is living. No one ever goes down or becomes poor by giving to God. Next, let's close it today. I still have so many challenging and interesting issues here that time will not allow us to treat. We shall be able to treat them next time. Now, somebody say, now, to those with genotype AS, let them wait for a partner AA. I am genotype SC. I wanted to marry someone of genotype AS. She refused because she has a brother with SS and she knew what the parents are passing through. I finished university in 1995. I waited till I have a genotype AA person in 2006. This is 2025. I have healthy children. The Egyptians of singleness that I saw, I see them no more. I like this. I prophesy to all sons and daughters with genotype challenge. The Egyptians you see today, you will soon see them no more. In Jesus' name, God will sort you out. Listeners, please forward this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless the people you know. Remember, tomorrow night, March 31, is our crossover night vigil from 11:50 p.m. to 12:20 a.m. April 1. 30-minute vigil. Please connect to our Facebook, YouTube, and our social media platforms. If you are not linked with our YouTube yet, go to your YouTube and search for The Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe and turn on notification or send a chat to our media director on +234-803-232-2276. It will put you through. Don't forget, 11:50 p.m. to 12:20 a.m., just 30 minutes, made up of thanksgiving, prayers, and sacrifice to secure the new month. It's a deep spiritual exercise. Month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, personal or corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 3333, we are sowing this third month of the year. Do yours if you have not done that of March. In fact, in April, we will move to seed 444. Many TPGF members are already doing 4444 already. I thank God for the grace of understanding of seed sowing. I pray for every one of us. You end this month strong. Enter the new month powerful. Grace and glory will redefine you. In April, a new you will emerge. You will return giving glory to God. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.